Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the 9th chapter. Like every story in Luke, it begins before the beginning and it doesn't end until after the end. So in order to hear this story, you need to know that 8 days before this, Jesus has said these peculiar things. He asked his disciples, "What are people saying about me?" And then he said, "What do you say?" They said, "Well, other people think you're maybe John the Baptist come back or Elijah." But then when he said, "Who do you say I am?" Peter blurted out, because Peter only knows how to blurt, "You're the Messiah." But then Jesus turns around and says, "Don't say that to anybody. Don't talk like that. I'm going to be rejected and I'm going to be killed and I'm going to die. But 3 days later, I'm going to come back to life again. And if you want to follow me, you have to get your own ticket for an electric chair, because you need to die in order to live." And his disciples are thinking, "What the heck is he talking about?" And then Luke says, 8 days after these sayings, Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and he took with him Peter and John and James. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. And suddenly they saw two men standing there talking with him, Moses and Elijah. They appeared in glory, and they were talking with him about his death that he was about to meet in Jerusalem. Now, the disciples were weighed down with sleep, but when they saw this light and these two figures, they woke up. And just as they were starting to fade away and leave Jesus, Peter said, "Master, Master, it's good that we're here. Let me put up three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He didn't know what he was saying. But even while he was speaking, a cloud came and enveloped them all. And the disciples were terrified as they entered this cloud. And then a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, there was Jesus just by himself. In those days, the disciples kept silent about what they had seen, and did not talk about it with anybody for a long time. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Bible, it seems like God is an awfully talkative character. Has these long conversations with Moses, Abraham. Talks with the prophets, is always appearing with angels or in clouds and saying things that are pretty clear, usually very carefully enunciated in proper Oxford King James Hebrew. And you know, God just doesn't do that. God doesn't talk like that. You don't get the cloud in which there's a voice that says, "This is my son." It doesn't work like that. And we're always sort of in this place where we're trying to move from mystery to revelation. We're trying to get clear. We want some understanding. I can imagine that's what the disciples were like after Jesus said those weird things. That he was going to die. That you had to die in order to follow him. That you have to give away your life in order to have life. And they're all going, "What the heck?" And then Jesus goes up the mountain to pray. And Peter's thinking, "Nice. Perfect. Because the needle is way over here at mystery. And I would like to see the needle move over here toward clarity. And now that we've got him alone, maybe he'll say some more. And we can kind of figure out what he was talking about." So they go up the mountain and Jesus prays. And prays. And prays. And when Jesus prays, he prays. And it goes on and on. The service lasts more than an hour and a half. And the disciples are starting to drift back to sleep, and the needle is going back toward unconscious. He's just, this is not working right. But then, there's this light. and these characters, Moses and Elijah. Whoa! That's enough to wake him up, and Peter goes, okay, good, good, good. We're getting somewhere. Now we're going to get some clarity, because Moses, the giver of the law, and Elijah, the prophet, they're talking with Jesus about his death. Now we can get some explanation here. Let's overhear this. What are you guys saying? What the heck is going on? And then the needle starts to go back over again because they're disappearing. And Peter's like, wait. I just woke up. You guys just got here. Wait. I haven't heard this stuff. And so he blurts, as Peter only knows how to do, I'll build a tent, okay? How about one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah? He's still in that sort of in-between sleep and awake place where you think it's really clear and it's really not clear. So he's just saying this weird thing about building tents. He's trying to yank the needle back over. He wants some clarity, and it just keeps flopping over. And so he thinks, come on, let's capture the moment. Let's understand this. Let's at least hear a word before they disappear. And then God just slaps that needle all the way over, and a cloud descends. And it's a thick cloud. It's not like overcast above. It's like when you're driving along the highway and all of a sudden you just come down into this white out, and it's just whoo, and they can't see Jesus in front of them. And they're scared. This is weird. This is eerie. And visibility is zero. The needle's way over there at nothing. Total mystery. But then there's a voice. God speaks in the cloud. Here comes the needle back over to Revelation. This is going to be good. And it's clear. And it's in carefully enunciated, good Oxford King James Aramaic. And God says, this is my son, my chosen. And Peter whips out his tablet and he's got a pen. He's like, all right, I'm ready. Give it to me. And the voice says, listen to him. Peter says, all right, I'm ready. Go ahead. I'm ready. And the cloud disappears. And it's just Jesus. And it's like this needle that's gone back and forth between mystery and revelation has just broken. It's just Jesus. That's it. When Moses went up the mountain, he came down with stone tablets with commandments written on them, carved in stone. That's where that phrase comes from. That was pretty ding-dang clear. And we go up there and we have, listen? Well, yeah, we've been listening for months. We've been listening. We've been hanging on every syllable this guy says, and it doesn't make sense. Of course we're listening. So where's the final word? Just keep listening. That's it. And Luke says the disciples kept silence about what they had seen. They did not talk about that with anybody for a long time. And you can wonder, maybe they were sort of confused and they didn't know quite what to say about it. Maybe they weren't sure they'd actually seen what they thought they'd seen. They didn't want to embarrass themselves. Maybe if they said what they saw, everybody else would say, oh, well, duh, here's what it means. And they didn't know what it means. So they're still trying to figure it out. No, you know what I think? I think the revelation was so clear that they got it. And for days, finally, Peter had nothing to blurt. He was just silent. He was listening. Just listening. I wonder what that meant. I got to listen and see if that's what I hear. Because I think that is the revelation. The revelation is mystery. And you just have to keep listening. And you can't expect a final word. You're not going to get words. You're not going to get anything carved in stone. You just have to keep listening. You know, it's like following your GPS, the navigation on your car, your smartphone. It doesn't matter how carefully it's all plotted out. You've got to listen at every turn or you'll still get lost. It's kind of like Thelma's wonderful flowers. Week after week, she does these flowers, and it's this great, bright revelation. And what does it mean? Flowers. Light. Beauty. You know, last week, well, there was a boat. There was a net. Flowers. You're not going to get it carved in stone. You just have to listen. And it's a deep listening. It's not the kind of listening we're accustomed to, where you just sort of listen till you got what you need and then poof, go on to the next thing. It's that deep listening, where you're listening for what's really behind what you're hearing. What's in it? I mean, imagine listening to Thelma's Flowers until you hear the Word of God. Maybe that is the revelation, that we're just supposed to keep listening. Listening in our lives. What, God, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do with my life? Or even what am I supposed to do about the next thing? Well, keep listening. You're not going to get a final word. You're going to get these nudges, these awarenesses and notions and questions and leanings. And you just have to keep listening to see if that's what God is really saying to you. It's a wonderful way to read Scripture. You know, I've invited everybody to join in this covenant with me to pray for 24 hours in the next year, in 2016. Now, for some people, they'll pray for 24 hours and 24 days. For some people, it'll take the whole year. But even if it's only 15 minutes twice a week, one way to do that is to sit down with Scripture and listen to it. If you don't know which Scripture, don't just crack the book and see what happens, because you'll probably get something in Joshua, and that's bad. Don't go there. If you really need to know, go on the website. Up at the top, there's a menu. When it says happenings, right under that, the first thing is Sunday services. Click on that. There's the bulletin. Read one of the Scriptures. They're all there, the whole thing. It's either going to be last week's or next week's. Just read that Scripture really slow, one word or phrase at a time, and just listen for what's in between the words, what's behind the words, what's beneath the words, what's beyond the words. Just listen for what sings to you. And if something speaks to you, stop and listen. What's that saying? God, what are you saying to me? It won't happen the first time. The disciples kept silence for a long time. It's a great way to have a conversation. You know, we're always just so quick to say what we have to say and run over the other person. When we're listening, we're usually like, yeah, 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 because we're waiting to say our piece, to tell my story, and I'm just going to let you ramble until I can. And we're not really listening. What would it be like to just keep silence like the disciples did and really listen to one another? What if our church meetings were like that? We're not just talking about stuff. We're really listening for what God is saying to us in the life of the church and in one another. Sometimes, if you want to know what to do during these 15 minutes twice a week to pray for 24 hours in 2016 and you just don't know how to pray, just listen. And if you don't know how to listen, you can start with this. Just really, actually, literally, physically listen. Listen to the sound of your own breathing. Listen to the noises in the room. Listen to that goofy heater that goes every time. Just notice what you're hearing. The noises out in the streets. And then after you've practiced that for a while, you can start listening, not just with your ears, but with your heart. What's going on in your soul? Just listen. It's probably going to be kind of like the conversation in the next room. You can tell people are talking, but you can't tell what they're saying. That's okay. Just keep listening. Sometimes a good way to pray is to just ask God, God, what are you saying to me? And then listen. And pretty soon your mind wanders and you go, okay, so God, what are you saying to me? And your mind wanders and you say, and God, what are you saying to me? Just keep listening. Maybe that is the revelation, that mystery is where God lives. God is in the cloud and God will speak to us. We just have to keep listening and it never ends. There's no final word. There's just the unfolding, ongoing word. And we listen deep. When we read Scripture without listening, it's like Wayne read that Paul says, when you read Scripture without turning to God, without that listening, it's not going to make any sense. So we listen. And next week you read the same Scripture, you'll hear something different if you listen. As a church, where are we going next? What's St. Matthew supposed to be all about? Let's listen. I don't know. Let's listen together. And keep listening. What if this were a church that were famous for its ears? If people had stuff going on inside, they knew they could come here and people would listen to them. If you were wondering, what does God think about what's going on in the world? You could come here and we'd be listening. Maybe. Keep listening. I invite you in the silence of this moment to just listen right now. What is God saying to me? Will you pray with me? God, you do speak, but not often in words. So we listen deeply as we can for what you are saying to us. God of grace, we give thanks that though your word is silent, you are present. Though what you disclose to us is always mystery, it is also always love. And so we give you thanks, and we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to listen for your voice, to trust your presence, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.